Good morning. Now that everybody's kind of gotten situated, I want to present to you a short update on the pinkworm eradication program focused on Arizona, although there are many areas involved in the international program. What you see on the screen now is a map of Arizona as it pertains to pinkworm eradication. The three areas that were started with Area 1 in 2006, Area 2 in 2007, and Area 3 in 2008. This program relies on pinkworm delta traps and boll box for boll cutting data to measure populations. For control, it relies on maximum use of BT cotton and sterile pinkworm technology, as well as pheromone mating disruption and limited insecticide treatments. Statewide, in 2013, we had 167,000 acres of cotton, almost 5,000 acres of that being non-BT cotton, which gives us about a 3% non-BT cotton to 97% ratio for BT cotton. And this is another thing that's important to point out: as we maximize BT cotton for pinkworm control, it's also created a cultural shift in our growing environment. The growers like BT cotton, especially with Roundup Ready technology, and it's easier for them. And it's had a significant impact on the industry in Arizona. This is a Google map giving a distribution of the cotton acreage across Arizona. As you can see, the acreage is mainly focused in the central, if I can get the cursor over here, the central area of Arizona. In recent years, we have utilized sterile pinkworm moth releases statewide to conduct program activities. And we've reached a point in the program that this year we only released moths in this area, the Yuma area, closest to Southern California, Mexicali, and San Luis. So that alone will tell you how much progress has been made in this program. We'll go through a series of slides here, breaking down by area. In central and eastern Arizona, of course, we had the majority of the acres, as I said, over 136,000 acres. You can see the dramatic reductions in pinkworm captures in delta traps. And the same kind of reductions are better, actually, in the boll data. The last 4 years have asterisks on those to indicate that we've used boll boxes to look at and measure the population instead of just boll cutting, which is a much better way of looking at the population. You get everything that you possibly could have out of those bowls. And the river counties, almost 20,000 acres of cotton. Again, dramatic reductions in pinkworm captures over the years. Dramatic reductions in larval finds. In the Yuma area, which was the last area to begin eradication, there's a little over 11,000 acres of cotton this year. And after a year of zero and then catching one moth, we're back to zero for all of 2013. Have not found a larvae in boll sampling there in 4 years. Another way that we look or measure populations in regards to pinkworm is desert line trapping. Traps are placed between growing areas to measure the movement of populations. Pinkworm has traditionally, at least in Arizona, moved from southwest to northeast. And you can see the traps placed in kind of a diagonal between the Yuma growing area and the rest of the state, as at one point we had some fairly massive populations in Yuma and in the lower Colorado River Basin. As you can see, the last 3 years, we have not captured a single moth in those desert line traps, which again is an indication of the success of the program, not only in Arizona, but in the lower Colorado River Basin of Southern California, Mexicali, and San Luis in Mexico. So this is a little better map showing the interface of the cotton in the lower Colorado River Basin. And there are many other areas. There's parts of New Mexico and Texas and Chihuahua, all involved in this program. And this is the first year, and this is all I'll say about the broader program, the first year that there's been no native captures across the entire program. And based on the recommendation by the National Cotton Council's Pink Worm Action Committee, the entire program will be moving into confirmation of eradication year one next year, which is the beginning of a four-year process to slowly step down monitoring levels to a survey and detection level and ultimately a declaration of eradication. But for now, we've reduced populations below detectable levels, and everything looks fairly, I don't want to say this, I don't want to jinx myself, but everything looks pretty good right now. So this is a slide from Dr. Peter Ellsworth, U of A, and there's a lot going on in this slide. He collects a lot of data and does a bang-up job with the pesticide use data in Arizona. But the couple things I want to point out, one is the introduction of BT cotton in the 96 and the start of pink borm eradication in 2006. You can see dramatic reductions in pink borm and sprays for other pests related to that. And I think this is one of the things that makes the case for maybe not the execution being perfect, but the design of this area-wide program to eradicate pink bollworm being a near perfect integrated pest management picture. And that's all I had for today. I'll answer any questions that you might have.
So with the two to 3 years of zero captures, it's still going to be four more years before we can pull the
Well, I'm not going to say anything about the quarantine. I'm not the regulator in that instance. Yes. Caution is.
Declare, eradicate it, and then we refile paperwork to pull the quarantine. Is that how it's going to happen?
That's going to depend on a lot of discussions and a lot of other things that have still have to come to pass. One of the reasons that we've got to keep this timeline as far as declaration of eradication is the change in cultural practices. Having an active program, continuing to monitor at the proper levels, allows us to maintain our 24 Cs, which allow the 100% use of BT by an individual grower. We get outside of that framework, and that could change. So it's important that we stick with the four-year plan and work with the EPA and other to find a long-term solution.
Can you go back to the map of the are those like little red dots? That's not the actual area.
No.
It looks a lot more like
no. Those are just representations.
Several little dots are mine, that's why I'm asking.
Yes, Tim.
So currently the thinking is that the ability of growers to plant 100% BT cotton will be sustained through the coming period, which is the confirmation of eradication. That's what you're thinking?
That's the plan.
Okay. And Do you know if California and New Mexico and the 15 counties of Texas that are designated as pink bollworm area are of like mind? Is that what they're also thinking?
That or similar. That is what's trying to be achieved, yes.
So we as companies need to make sure that we're keeping our 24 Cs?
Absolutely.
So you're doing an extensive survey in the field. Are you looking by chance at any other events like bollworm collection?
Not particularly. We have raised our awareness and our concern with regards to the increase in Liguus damage and some brown stink bug, as noted in Dr. Peter Ellsworth's slide. Seems to be becoming a much more important pest in the last 2 years.
Not more on top of it. Unfortunately.
Yes.
So is the plan with a 5-year intent to be able to be conventional and not have to pay the tech fee?
Well, a grower can do that now. That was the entire goal of this program, as far as the council and the grower leadership was concerned, was to allow growers to plant whatever they want without having to plant BT cotton because of pink bollworm. And they can do that now. There's no longer an assessment for pink bollworm eradication. There was a 4-year time frame for assessments. The program continues, but there's not an assessment associated with it at this point.
Okay, so someone can grow on BT.
And grow whatever they want.
Now, are there varieties you could?
Yes. Oh, yes.
So if there are no more assessments, what's putting gas in the trucks for the confirmation period?
That as it always has been, the council is funded by bail assessment.
Okay, all right.
So. It comes out of our budget. Thank you.
Okay.